Blog Talk Radio.
Good morrow, and welcome to the realm. I am epic fantasy author J.V. Hilliard, your friendly neighborhood scribe, and for those of you who are marking your first adventure into the realm, this is my vast and sweeping domain where I feature two creatives on a weekly basis that specialize in a variety of different art forms. Today, I'm welcoming two fellow scribes to the show, and as always, if you like what you hear, you can find me and my epic and dark fantasy books at www.jvhilliard.com or follow at JV Hilliard Books on Twitter, Insta, TikTok, and YouTube. Or you can look for me as JV Hilliard and just JV Hilliard on Facebook and Discord. So as we reach our witching hour here, let me cast my message spell and take control of the magical airways of Blog Talk Radio. And for you D&D nerds out there, the duration of my transmutation magic here is about 30 minutes. So set your sundials and let's enter the realm together. Today we'll be chronicling the adventures of fellow speculative fiction author C.R. Rice, who we lovingly call Chels, and Scott Alexander Clark. So Scott and Chels, well met and welcome to the realm.
Thanks. It's awesome to be here. Second time, right? Expanding your empire.
Yep. I'm trying my best.
Yeah, it's my first adventure, so looking forward to it. Thanks for having
always
me.
Have your sword out. Never have it sheathed, Scott. You know how it works on these shows.
Absolutely.
So, well, look, following my code of chivalry, ladies are always first. So, Chels, tell our listeners about you, what you write, and where they can find you.
I'm C.R. Rice. I do dark metaphysical fantasy. I am doing a series, ironically called the Realm Series, that pulls people into a dark and twisted tale of how greed has destroyed a kingdom and divided it into seven different worlds.
The good squire, Scott Alexander Clark, give the audience a little bit about yourself.
I'd be happy to. I'm Scott A. Clark, and I'm a debut author. I'm getting ready to re-release my first novel, The Duchess and the Accidental Thief. That's coming out October 10th, and it's a mystery with some thriller aspects, a touch of the supernatural, and a healthy dose of technology.
Well, thanks again for being on the realm, guys. And Scott, I'll start with you. I know a little bit about The Duchess and the Accidental Thief because I had a chance to read it when it was still her Violet Empire, and I know that this is sort of a relaunch for you. Tell our listeners about the latest project and why the relaunch.
The relaunch came about, so I had pushed and pushed and pushed to try and get this novel out. I have ADHD, and I was afraid that if I didn't get it across the finish line, I never would. Looking back after my launch, I started to think maybe I cut some corners, maybe I missed the mark on a few things, and I was fortunate enough to win a book award with the original book, Her Violet Empire, and got the opportunity to sort of start down the path of repackaging it. New cover, new title. I kept Her Violet Empire as the name of the series. It will be a series, and I'm currently working on book two.
Got it. And Chels, tell us about your most recent project. I know you're in the middle of a series as well, and I'll get into, I know you got something special you want to talk about too, so we'll save that for a follow-up question, but tell us about your most recent book project.
So right now I am actually finishing The Heart Realm. It's called Acceptance. It's actually with beta readers right now, so I'm very lucky to be getting some positive feedback. I am summing up the major war between the Shadows and Avery, who is the unwilling participant but heir of the realm. It's been insane trying to wrap up. This one ended up with four novels, and this will be the fifth one, and five novellas. So trying to catch all of those, which you both know as an author, trying to catch all those little nuances and tie everything up has been insane. But I gotta say, I am so excited to be done with this realm.
Yeah, so the goal was not to then take it to, you know, I know you have, you know, seven. It looks like you're going to stop. This stops at five then?
Yeah, five novels, but there's 10 in this realm total.
With the novellas and stuff, that's cool. Now, I know I kind of alluded to it a little earlier. You recently expanded your horizons and are doing something called the Pop-Up Bookshop. Explain to everyone what that is and if and when it's coming to a city near them.
Sure. So the Pop-Up Bookshop was started with a fellow author of mine. Her name is Danielle Amorsino. You have to check out her book. It became one of those where, as an author, you guys know it's really hard to get your book out there, and you can't necessarily travel all the time, and you don't necessarily want to make appearances. So we created the Pop-Up Bookshop, which allows indie authors to send their books to us, and we sell them at these conventions that we travel to, and 100% of the profits go straight back to the authors. And we've been super lucky. We have sold out two of our events now. We are going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina on July 27th through the 30th with seven new authors on top of JV, of course, and five of our originals. So we've been super lucky to be able to expand the horizon for a lot of the indie authors.
Yeah, congrats on your success on that. I had a chance to participate in the one at Richmond, and tell you what, it was really fun, and it reminded me a lot of like Bard's Tower, you know, and the stuff that they were doing for a while. But I think you guys have a different spin on it, and I think people will like it. So if you're in Raleigh or like to travel and don't mind, you know, hanging out with a bunch of cosplayers at the Galaxy Con, go in and stop in and see Chelsea and Richmond here at the end of the month, starting on the 27th. But Scott, on your side, you know, I had the benefit of reading your novel already. And even though I've read some of Chelsea's, not all of them yet, your novel, I find that yours kind of, like you mentioned before, you're sort of like a thriller. That's clearly in there. There's a lot of technological stuff, which I really enjoyed. But I also, that, like you mentioned, there was a kind of sort of like a magical realism to it, maybe a sort of a gritty, kind of more urban fantasy stuff. Tell us a little bit about why you chose to write in this genre. And with the series, as you grow it, are you going to stay, you know, sort of true to that same kind of genre with each follow-up book?
Yeah, so it really wasn't so much of a conscious choice as it just was kind of foisted upon me. The whole thing was inspired. Yeah, the whole thing was inspired by this kind of crazy dream that I had. Literally, it was inspired by a dream. I've been known to have some pretty interesting ones. As a full-grown adult, I had a dream about riding atop a train made of Lego with the entire gang from Scooby-Doo. These are the kinds of things that go through my head.
Yeah, what were you? Well, no, I won't ask. We'll save it because this is live, so we won't talk about how that dream was conjured up. We'll just let that ride for right now.
Okay, that's fair. I had a dream about a tower heist and this really powerful, kind of dangerous, mysterious female character that I remember someone calling the Duchess. And it stuck with me, and I wrote down as much as I could remember, and it just sort of grew organically from that seed of an idea into this mystery with sort of psychic connections, but it's all set in City of London, starts in about, you know, 2014. It really just kind of came out of that. It wasn't a conscious decision that I was going to sit down and write a mystery. So now that I've sort of built that world around those mechanics and these characters, it's just a continuation of that, of the, you know, of her Violet Empire, you know, centered around the Duchess.
So this might be an unfair question for you, Scott, because I did read the books, but I'm going to ask it of you, and then I'm going to ask it of Chelsea, and I think I know her answer already because I've read her books, and I'm kind of a little bit of a lead here. But for both of you guys, and I'll start with you, Scott, would you and your main character get along? Would you and the Duchess get along in real life?
That is a good question. I don't know. I think I would probably be pretty intimidated by her, considering that my main character, whose name is Martin Alcott, is more or less based on myself, and he's pretty intimidated by her, so I think I probably would be too.
Yeah, I would be three. So for those that haven't read it, I would encourage you to go and read it when it relaunches here. And when does it relaunch, Scott? You're looking at October, right?
Yeah, October 10th is my target date for relaunch. I can't wait to share. I've got a great-looking new cover. I'm really happy with the title, and I can't wait to get this out there.
Well, it's almost here, my friend. You've got a couple more months to go, and you'll be there. Chels, how about you? Now, that's an unfair question, asking you, would you get along with your main character? Because I know you have multiple main characters here, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And if you want to choose one and say, that's the one I get along with, that's fine, too. But, you know, would you get along with your main character?
Well, I guess the question I have to ask you is, do they know that I'm the person creating the chaos that they're going through, or is this, we're just meeting on the street?
You're meeting on the street. You know how this
works,
right?
If they don't know,
I'm going to make this as hard as possible for you.
I know. If meeting on the street, I think I could be friends with all of them. I think it would be super fun if they knew the chaos I was creating. I think the only person that wouldn't try to kill me is probably Snip, because he just loves the chaos and it would probably think the whole thing was funny.
Well, Snip is sort of your Loki, right? Like my head. Yeah. Is that the way? So I can see that, because Snip would be like, hey, let's just roll with the punches, and see where it goes. But if you were ever found out and discovered, is that the way you think you could make it work until they found out?
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody kind of has that fun, mentality to them. No matter the insanity that I send them through, they always manage to be open and stick together. So I think I could slide into that. But if it's one of those where talking and I somehow slip up and be like, yeah, I'm so sorry about that situation, I think the only person that wouldn't immediately try to kill me is probably Snip. He would probably be the one that ends up laughing and breaking that tension.
He'd be like, meh, I get it. You know, he would do the same thing, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
So
maybe
I'll,
help
I'll
me
stay with you
a
for
bit.
A second. I got to follow up on this one, because I have a soft spot for Snip. But who is your favorite character to write, and why is it your personal favorite?
I go back and – now it's kind of cheating, because Hex and Snip are the twins, and I kind of go back and forth, because Hex is kind of that sneaky, calculated prankster, while Snip is just kind of the fly off the handle. And I think if I had to compare anybody, it would probably be Snip, and I think that's why his antics get so ridiculous. Is because he has no limits. As an author and you create these characters, you have these people that you have preset their limits, and Snip doesn't have that. So I don't have to sit back and be like, okay, would he actually do this? Because that answer is always yes. And no matter what I make him do, no matter the situation, it fits.
Yeah, and I don't mean to make you pick between your favorite children, right? I get that. I'm not asking that. But I know that some characters for me are more demanding to write, and some of them you love to hate and things like that. So Scott, on your side, I'm going to flip this question just a little bit. So I know you've got one book, so there's a limited cast here, but which of your characters are the most demanding for you as a writer to write? Which one demands the most attention and maybe more detail to the writing because they're more complex?
Oh man, I was looking forward to that other question.
I'll tell you what, I'll back off that question. You answer the other question. Who's your favorite character to write, Scott?
Well, my favorite,
who's your
character
personal favorite?
To write.
It's all good. Yes, swing away, man.
Yeah, my favorite character is, hands down, is my main character, Martin's best friend, Maureen. She is the foul-mouthed angel sitting on his shoulder, you know, where you have the little angel and the devil. She's the angel sitting on his shoulder, but she has got a mouth on her. I think she's unfairly advantaged because she's Scottish. But it's really fun to just dish out abuse to the main character. And she's based on so many wonderful, strong women that I have in my life who have at various times throughout my life told me what an idiot I was being, and I needed to hear that. So she is far and away my favorite character to write because I get to just whip out profanity, but in an artful way. But the other question,
when I was reading her character, though, man, I have to interrupt you, because when I was reading her character, I know this is not true, but in my head, she was like Large Marge from the Twilight Zone, the movie, who was a trucker and a smoker and would punch you in the face. You know, that's how I pictured her. I know she's not like that, but it was like when I was reading it, I was like, I got this like crazy conjuration of who she was. And I think that goes to your writing style and the fact that I was into her character. I'm glad you chose her because she's sort of, it's not a comic relief like Sniff is. Like Sniff to me is like mischievous and in a different way where she's more like in your face, like she'd throw her cigarette at you, you know, like kind of thing. At least how that's how I, in my head, you know, she appeared. I don't know.
Yeah, she might be slightly more graceful than Large Marge. Know exactly what you're talking about there, but she's definitely brash. In your face, abrasive on purpose, and absolutely fearless.
Yeah, without all. So, all right, I'll throw the other question back at you now. Hopefully, it gave you a little bit of time to think about it, and you got the other one out of the way. But yeah, of the characters that you have, yeah, which is the most demanding? Which do you have to pay most attention to? Because you want to make sure you get every detail right.
That is easily the Duchess. You know, she is just the head person in charge of everything. She is aware of everything going on in her domain and is probably the most unlike me of anyone I have ever written. So, you know, just that having
so that's
everything
harder too,
together.
Now you're writing someone who's your polar opposite, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, and just she knows everything, and there's like nothing that stumps her pretty much ever, and it comes as a great surprise to her when something does. So that's it really keeps me on my toes, trying to make sure that, you know, I have my head on straight, knowing everything that I'm plotting, everything that I'm planning, because she has to know it too.
Yeah, so I'll let Chelsea answer first, but I'm throwing this out because this is something that happens to me, and I get this question sometimes from readers and other authors, and I was wondering if it happened to you guys too, but do you have book boyfriends or girlfriends? And what I mean by that is, you know, like, are you ever in love with one of your characters that you're writing? You know, is that like a real thing for either one of you? You have a little crush on the person that you're writing? I have one character in my novels that I write, and I just love the fact she's tomboyish and will kick ass and takes no BS from anybody. And I absolutely love her. But by the same token, it's like, am I really in a relationship with one of my characters? Is that weird to think that way? Chelsea, do you have any book boyfriends like that? Is there anybody in here that you're writing and you're kind of like, oh, this is kind of interesting?
I go back and forth. I'm telling you, Snip is my favorite character, but Silas too, it's just, I started, you know, he was the whole reason I started novellas is because I got upset somebody didn't like him. So I would like to say no, but I don't feel like you take on an endeavor like that if you're not secretly in love with a character you've created. So I got a bash for that character. Everybody's just like, oh, he's so rough around the edges. And I'm like, don't you judge him. He is amazing. and I defend him, and he's a fictional character, but yeah. I would have to say, considering what I've done to make people love him, yeah, I was Silas.
So you went out of your way to write a book to justify why you love him. That's exactly what happened there, right?
Oh, absolutely. I got a review of Denial, the first one, and they were like, I just really don't like Silas. And I was like, how dare you? And I wrote his backstory. And it's called Sins of the Father. And those same couple people came back and they were like, no, I totally get it. I adore him now. And I'm like, that's right. You do.
Yeah. How about you, Scott, man? Is there anybody in the story you got a little secret crush on?
I mean, you know, I'd probably have to say a little bit of Maureen because, you know, I'll be sappy here for a second. She's based in no small part on my own wife. You know, other than
good
that,
answer, Scott.
I would
good
say,
answer. In case she listens to this, great answer.
that's a good, safe answer. But I think more than anything else, I would want to hang out with these people. I would want these people to be my friends. So it's, you know, if I had my own like Friends crew or How I Met Your Mother crew, that these are the people that I would want to be friends with. So,
you know, have you, and this is to Scott, both of you, of course, but Scott first, I guess, has writing the Duchess and the Accidental Thief, has that changed you in the way you see yourself, whether it's as Scott A. Clark or Scott A. Clark, the writer? Has it really impacted you in that you see yourself differently?
I'd say that's a fair thing to say, yeah. And it's, I'll be honest, it's some things that I've struggled with at times of reconciling the two parts of my, those two parts of my personality of, you know, being just the average tech guy working at a big company. But I have this special thing that I do, and it's kind of deep and mysterious. So it's been a change for me of thinking that, hey, you know, I actually did this thing and I put it out in the world and there are some people who really liked it. And I mean, that's all I could ever hope for out of this was, you know, that, something I did entertained people, and that makes me really happy.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I mean, Chels, how about you? I mean, has right now, I know you've got 10 pieces of literature out there with more to come. But how has writing changed your life? Do you feel, you know, better, worse, even keel? What do you think?
I think I'm kind of like that even keel. I still sometimes have those weird moments where I just kind of forget, as weird as that sounds, because I'm constantly working on the next project. So it's like you get one done, you go through the editing process and you go through, and then you're like, okay, so on to the next one. I don't think, now, after Acceptance comes out, I am going to take that minute to just sit back and just be like, holy crap, like, I just spent the last 2 years of my life doing something, and this is what it is. When I'm in front at conventions and stuff, and people come to me, and they're like, I brought my book just because I wanted you to sign it, that's the moment where I'm like, holy crap, like, this has actually, like, changed somebody else's perspective on things, and I think that's the part that, when I hear those things, that's what makes me actually stop and go, oh, okay, I did do this. I wanted to give people an escape, and it's actually working. So if I'm at home, I'm like even keel, you know? But when I go out, I'm like, yes, that was me. Look at me.
that's super cool. I'm the same way. I mean, I've only been writing for a couple of years now, but I never want to go back. Like, I look at, like, the corporate Joe, and it just is – I mean, this is so much more fun. And Scott, to your point, I love the fact that it entertains people and – you know, Chels, to yours, like when, I mean, I had, you know, someone asking you for your autograph on a book or taking a picture at a convention, that just makes you feel so, so good, and humble, right? So like, I agree with that. So, but look guys, we're coming to the end of our time here. We have about 5 minutes left, and Chels, you know this, Scott, you don't, but at the end of every one of my shows, I do a lightning round. So I'm going to ask you guys a set of questions. Scott, I'll start with you because you're the rookie. And these are designed to get quick
answers. Pick on the rookie.
You have to, yeah, so if you've got to, you know, if you got to go on a little longer, all right, I'll throw a penalty flag here. But for right now, we'll let you get through the first couple and, you know, find your sea legs here. But, Scott, what is your favorite writing snack or drink?
Tea. Earl Grey, hot.
How about... Oh, you want a card on me. I started the show with Imperial March by Darth Vader. You can't have a walk-up song more powerful than that. And, of course, you spin Trek on me instead of going Wars. So, thanks, guys.
I'm a diehard Trekkie, man. What can I say?
How about you, Chels? Do you have a favorite snack, favorite drink?
I bounce back and forth. I am either eating M&Ms and going super, you know, unhealthy, or I'm having like a giant bowl of fruit that I just take through. There's no in between. It's either a bag of M&Ms or a giant bowl of fruit.
All right. So this one, I'll start with you, Chels.
Okay.
I don't know if you've read the book Misery by Stephen King or you've seen the movie, but at the end of the book and or the movie, whenever he finishes writing a book, he has a certain ritual he goes through, which includes a smoke and some things that he does for a certain dinner. Do you have, as an author, how do you celebrate when you finish a novel? Do you have a ritual like that, or do you have something you do just to kind of let it fly, or, you know, what's your ritual? What's your celebration?
Once I get the final, okay, guys, this is the one that's going to be public, I literally just lay down on my floor, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Thank God I made it through this. Like, I don't know if that's a good one. Yeah, like, I just lay down on the floor, and I'm like, okay. And then they always hit you with that next message, and it's like, hey, so when's this next one coming? And I'm like, you know what, give me an hour. Just give me an hour.
Yeah.
And I just lay
yeah,
on the floor,
the,
and I'm like,
the Beatles,
I survived.
I think it was the Beatles that once said, you can take forever to release your first record, and then once it's released, everyone expects more and more and more. So it's like you could take forever, and then you've got to be on some sort of cadence. I feel that pressure too. So how about you, Scott? How do you celebrate? How are you going to celebrate the end of this relaunch?
Actually, what Chell said sounds like a good idea. I'm just going to like lay down on the floor, possibly curl up into a ball.
Yes, exactly. That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to jump in here, you mentioned Misery. I thought it might be fun to add that most of The Duchess was written when I was laid up on the couch with a broken ankle from playing hockey. So I kind of feel
that
Misery connection.
Oh, yeah. Look, but you weren't hobbled like he was.
not quite that bad. But
he was jacked up. So, all right, I've got time for maybe one or two more of these, so I'm gonna throw this out. And this is, we'll do a family feud set. Whoever answers first, and the other can follow up. But is there a particular genre you would love to write a book in, but would only write in it if it was under a pen name or a pseudonym?
Ooh.
Children's books.
Oh. What would you do?
I've worked on that for a while. I don't have one for that, but I've definitely got some ideas.
How about Clark A. Scott?
Well, that's the advantage of having three first names.
Yeah, there you go. Chels, how about you? Be honest.
I don't know, because I think if I went to anything other than something really dark and gritty, I would need a different pen name, right? But I'm one of those I don't know if I would do that. I guess the only thing I could think of is if I wanted to do something crazy, like do some crazy romance stuff, I would have to change it.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, that's fun. Have you thought of a pen name? Or this is too out of the blue for you to come up with a quick pen name like this?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to have to get back to you, JV. I don't know. I've never thought of having to change a pen name. You threw me off. That one got me.
I forgive you. It's quite all right. The lightning round got its first victim, I guess. Anyway, we've got one last question here, and one-word answers from each of you. I'll start with you, Chels. As a writer, if you had to choose an avatar or a spirit animal or a mascot for yourself, what would it be?
A fox.
Fox.
Like one of the, you know, I can't remember what the kitsune, like the old Japanese, like mischievous ones, not just a standard one.
Oh, so you've got the clever as a fox, Japanese folklore fox. I got you.
Yes.
How about you, Scott?
Penguin.
We got a fox and a penguin. Well,
I have no explanation for that. Just penguin.
All right. Well, we'll let it go. Well, hey, look, we're coming at the end of the show here. The message spell that I cast early on, the duration is running out. I can feel the magic fading from this wizard's eyes. But before we leave, I want to thank my guests again, C.R. Rice, a.k.a. Chels, Scott A. Clark, for allowing me to conjure them up into the realm today. I know we only have a less than a minute here. Scott, how can everybody find you again?
My three first names, scottalexanderclark.com.
And Chels, how about you?
You can go to authorcrrice.com or follow me on Instagram at authorcrrice.
Great. And to our followers, our listeners today, thanks again for lending us your ear. And until next time, I am JV Hilliard, and may your God go with you.